Welcome to Reputation Online, a podcast about how individuals and organizations can develop and protect their reputation on the internet. We talk to business leaders, journalists, and PR professionals about the growing importance of social media and the challenges to business communicators.
Hi, I'm Steve Cropper. For starters, I'd like to thank the listeners for their kind comments about the program and for some very interesting ideas for interviews, like this week's program about measuring customer satisfaction online. Now, one of the cardinal rules of good marketing is delivering customer satisfaction, and there's a full suite of techniques that have been developed over a long period of time. Not surprisingly, the internet is also loaded with a stack of tools to monitor what customers think about your products and services, the good, the bad, and the downright ugly. So, what are some of the quicker and easier ways organizations can tap into the attitudes and feelings of their customers online? My guest this week is a journalist and publisher of various business magazines here in Australia and in the United States. Today, she's the editor of the Reputation Report, an online business journal that examines the value of good corporate branding and reputation management. Alex Harris. She's on the line from her office in Queensland. Welcome, Alex.
Hello, Steve.
Hi. Now, before we get into the tools and the techniques of monitoring customer satisfaction, why don't we just go back to basics and talk about the pretty obvious importance of delivering customer satisfaction?
Well, it's interesting because of all the things that go into the equation to create an organization's reputation, the one factor that has the highest impact, lowest cost, and most lasting impression is actually customer service. Most companies tend to forget that, and they spend significant sums on advertising to tell us how fabulous their products are.
Yes.
Or throw money at the cause du jour or a new marketing program. But customers buy on so much more than company-generated information. Especially if it's a big purchase, we tend to read everything we can, including customer ratings and reviews online, everything we possibly can to see what other customers are saying. And this is having a huge impact on how companies are doing business today or how they should be doing business today.
Yeah, well, we can getting a little bit of variation in the microphone here, Alex, so we'll ask people to bear with us, but we can hear you well enough. We'll just press on, I think.
Okay.
You were talking about, you know, what you were saying actually reminds me that I personally see a lot of very glossy ads and clever TV commercials that make all sorts of promises to customers about, you know, how important they are and how much the company cares about them and so on. But all too often we find that brand promise is not delivered when we actually have person-to-person direct contact with the business.
Look, that's absolutely right. And it always interests me to see companies perhaps noticing slowing sales and they try and kickstart that with a new campaign or a new marketing program. But they fail to upgrade their sales service levels or beef up customer service support centres. And this is really important because delivering the promise or delivering to expectation is probably more important than anything else they can do. So one of the things that we all know from Marketing 101 that keeping and leveraging existing customers is much more cost-effective in the long term and gives a greater yield in sales than actually trying to acquire new customers all the time.
Well, that's right. You know, it also occurs to me, I've been a customer of an organisation for ages and ages and ages. Then they get this special offer to come out, you know, to get new people in the door. And, of course, I'm an existing customer, so I miss out.
That's right. Nothing will tick people off more than not being able to benefit from specials and so on being offered to existing customers. Telephone companies are renowned for that.
Oh, yeah, well, we know who we're talking about. We won't name names, but there they all are, and they know who they are. Now, there are some online resources that allow customers to feedback not only to the businesses about what they think of them, but they can also share their views and experiences with other customers, you were saying. So businesses had better get onto that if they want to get inside the head of their customers, right?
Look, absolutely. And I think it's interesting because the word of mouth factor today is more important than it ever was. And we tend to get, seduced perhaps by the technology and thinking that, oh, we need a good website and we need this. But we forget that word of mouth now can spread virally to millions of people instead of just our, 10 friends. And that is having a huge impact on companies. There are now websites like Get Satisfaction, which enables people to build customer support communities where they can actually help each other with queries as customers, customer to customer, and where companies can connect with those customers through Get Satisfaction and answer queries or resolve complaints. It's almost like a bulletin board, if you like, and very often it's started by somebody complaining about a company that isn't yet on Get Satisfaction. And the company is dragged on there by an employee who's seen the complaint and try to resolve it himself or herself and gets the company involved. So it becomes this very transparent complaint, review, and communication functionality between customers and the companies. It's a fabulous service.
Yeah, so word of mouth becomes word of mouse, I suppose. Yeah. But that kind of, you know, customer peer support program is very, very typical, I think, and characteristic of the personality and the culture online. Now, what did you call it? Get Satisfaction? It sounds like a porn site, but it's not.
Definitely not. GetSatisfaction.com. GetSatisfaction.com.
GetSatisfaction.com. Okay, good. What else?
Vanno. Vanno is an interesting one because it ranks more than 6,000 corporations on about 25 aspects of reputation, and it invites visitors to show whether they agree or disagree with stories listed by giving a thumbs up or a thumbs down or rating it. And the reputation factors are then ranked. They include customer satisfaction, employee satisfaction, community involvement, environmental and social responsibility, and a whole heap of other things. And what that allows people to do is see what a company is like overall to do business with. People who are members of the site can actually upload or submit articles, case studies, and then, as I said, everybody else can rate those and agree or disagree, and that all goes into the pot to determine the reputation factors. Vanno is spelled V for Victor, A, double N for Nelly, O.com.
Vanno.com. Alex, do you think that people who are using Vanno.com and who are rating organizations that they deal with on a daily basis factor in their accessibility online as one of the performance measures?
Look, probably not. But I think as we all move to become a more and more online world, it becomes less and less relevant. And I think the percentages, the ratios, if you like, of people who are online who don't bother complaining or reviewing or giving a thumbs up would be about the same as in the offline community. So I don't think that's going to have too much of an impact. The other thing that companies need to look at is Twitter. And Twitter gives a very, very direct, meaningful and quick response, both from customers to companies, companies to customers. The best example, if you like, of using Twitter or of a company trying to use Twitter in customer service was the response from United Airlines to the Dave Carroll story, which is a whole story you weren't going to hear.
But United breaks guitars. It was a music video he produced because the ground crew at United allegedly busted up his extremely expensive Taylor guitar.
Yes, yes. And all he asked for was, the refund of the money that the guitar cost. So it was about $3,000. And it was United's own processes that got in the way of that because I think he was about 2 days later than the 10-day complaint period.
Oh, dear, how very bureaucratic.
And this went on for 12 months and then he finally released this song. And that had a huge impact on United in many, many ways. But it was interesting to watch the Twitter stream from United Airlines trying to cope with the overwhelming response from other people absolutely blasting United on Twitter for how they had treated Dave. And almost every tweet over a period of about 2 weeks from United was, we're sorry, we're going to use this as training. Yes, it's a terrible thing. We screwed up. You know, we're trying to make it good. So Twitter can have a very immediate impact on companies.
And, of course, you can monitor it too. So yes. You've mentioned Get Satisfaction, Vanno, Twitter, of course. Any more?
Well, What News, WOTNEWS. Now, What News is an Australian company, Brisbane-based, I think. They do. They have What News for the UK, the US and Australia. So Australia is whatnews.com.au. They monitor, like media monitoring, they monitor anything that goes online in terms of press and television and so on, and also Twitter and blogs. So this becomes a really good tool for companies to use to look at what is being said about them that they wouldn't know through ordinary media monitoring or customer service monitoring.
Right. Well, I mean, if you believe in media monitoring, and frankly, who doesn't, then you've got to monitor online as well, too.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Well, look, Alex, thank you for that. There's four very simple and immediately available and very, very cheap ways that organizations can tap into what people are thinking about them and what people are saying about them. Now, we can't let you go without you telling us a little bit about the reputation report.
Thank you, Steve. We monitor things like corporate social responsibility, business ethics, social media, and leadership, and how all of those things are interrelated and impact the corporate reputation.
Pretty much about the same sort of stuff that we've just been talking about.
Yes.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much for your time, Alex Harris.
Thank you, Steve.
And if you have a comment about this podcast or a suggestion for a future program, please visit our website at www.reputationaustralia.com.au, where, by the way, you will find an article by Alex Harris about the very thing we've been talking about today. Your feedback and ideas about the program are always welcome. For now, I'm Steve Cropper, looking forward to your company next time around.